Praise God. This money, I'm talking on living the abundant life. Living the abundant life. In John chapter 10, we discover Jesus saying in verse 10, he said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have that life more abundantly." Abundant life. That is what Jesus brought to man. Abundant life. Yes. That's a life in its fullness. That's a life that is plenty. Praise God. Plenty life. Full life. Both spiritually and physically. Abundant life. So Jesus came to give us abundant life. So as a believer, we must understand the concept of this abundant life. The first thing you need to know is that God is abundance and lives in abundance. Praise the Lord. God is abundance and lives in abundance. So is God is plenty and lives in plenty. Let me use that word. Praise the Lord. God is big. God is great. God is mighty. God is huge. And he lives in it. And that was the life that Jesus brought to us. Great life. Huge life. Mighty life. Plenty life. Sufficient life. That's what they call abundance. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. It says, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." May you have abundant grace in your life. The grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. You know, like I said, everything about God is abundance. And you need to understand this thing so that you may have abundant life. The thief come to steal, he come to kill, come to destroy. I came to give you life, not just ordinary life, abundant life. Hallelujah. You know, the level of understanding you have matters on how you operate in this life. So if Jesus came out to give us abundant life, then we should not leave anything short of that. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, I told you God is in abundance. God lives in abundance. It says in verse 20, Genesis chapter 1 verse 20, it said, "And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that had life, fowls, that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great waves, and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every wind which fell after his kind. And God saw that it was good." Praise the Lord. Abundantly. Abundance. He brought forth things in abundance. That's why, if you look at God's creation, you see abundant trees, abundant fowl, abundant land, abundant sun, abundant moon, abundant everything. Praise God. In the dictionary of God, there is no scarcity. Do you know that? No scarcity. Everything is in abundance. Everything. Life, abundance. So, we need to understand this abundant life. In chapter 9, verse 7 again, Genesis chapter 9, verse 7, it says, "And you, be ye fruitful and multiply,
bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. Bring forth abundantly. So don't do it small. Make it plenty. Hallelujah. Let it be plenty. Don't live a small life. Don't live a secluded life whereby you are not able to see great things. Live abundant life. Hallelujah. Let your life be full of abundance. Let everything around you be full of abundance. So when you look at all of God's creation, you see abundance. All the things He created are in abundance. Check it out. Food in abundance. Animals in abundance. Lands in abundance. Water in abundance. Everything. The air we breathe in abundance. Have they ever said one day air has finished? Never. Abundantly. So therefore, if God's creation is in abundance, man ought to live in nothing short of abundance. Amen. I pray today that your life will be full of abundance today. In 2 Chronicles chapter 31, the Bible says in verse 5, he said, "And as such as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly." Let somebody say abundance. Somebody say abundance. I want to live in abundance. I want to live in abundance. In the name of Jesus. Now look at this place. The Bible says, as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance. That means they have it enough. Sufficient. So they brought in abundance, their first fruits, the first fruits of their corn, of their wine, of their oil, of their honey, of the increase of the field, the harvest they have was in abundance. The tithe of all things, they brought it in abundance. May that be your whole portion. Praise the Lord. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. They brought it in abundance. Listen to me, as a man thinking in his heart, even so is he. If your mind cannot catch abundance, you won't have it. Amen? So your mentality must be in abundance. That's why sometimes I feel for some people because they do not understand Jesus' life. They think that it is a life of scarcity, a life of suffering. A life of, we are suffering, we don't have anything, we are managing life, we are just, So they live like that. But when you understand, thank God that He never hide it. He said, even though the thief come to kill you, want to destroy your life, want to steal good things from you, but I brought a better life for you. May you receive it in Jesus' name. I brought abundant life. So concentrate on what Jesus has brought to you. And live in it. So, as soon as the commandment came to these people, the Bible said they brought in abundance. You know, when they say, come and pay tithe, come and give. Oh, the people say, wow. The packet come. After today, this abundant life shall spring out in your life. Because they understand this thing very well. They understand it. In Psalm 36, the Bible says in verse 8, it said,
they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. Abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. I told you, God is in abundance. And he have everything in excess. So he's saying to his children that you are going to be abundantly satisfied with the fatness that is in his house. And you shall drink of the river of his pleasure. I tell you, this God worth serving. This God worth following. This God worth obeying. Praise the Lord. That's his plan for man. I keep telling you God's plan for man. Satan may be talking another thing, but God's plan for man is in abundance. It's just that man finds it difficult to understand God. That's why Satan is getting advantage over them. So, the question then is, why are there scarcity in most places of the earth? If God brought abundance to us, if God is abundant, if all of us are calling, why are there scarcity in most places? Of all the abundance created by God, yet, in a place like Nigeria, there is scarcity of food in homes, water supply in homes, electricity supply in homes, in places. Why are there scarcity? What's the problem? Of all the abundance, when you just come out, you just go to the bush, you see abundant tree. Look at the sky, you see abundant bed. Look at the ground, you see abundant sand. Everything in abundance. You see some in abundance. But yet, there is scarcity. That's the question that we must answer. So what is responsible? Is sin, iniquity, wickedness, greed and selfishness. That's the reason why there is scarcity of all God's abundance. In Psalm 132, the Bible says in verse 15, it said, I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. God wants to abundantly bless our provisions. He wants to satisfy the poor people with bread. May you have it in Jesus' name. He knows there is scarcity. He knows that the human beings are going to create scarcity. But he still plans to make sure he satisfies the people that the enemy has made to be poor. So, sin as the number one cause. Sin because of separation from God. Man got separated from God. Man committed sin right from the Garden of Eden. So, due to the sinfulness of man, living in abundance became very difficult. That's why in Isaiah 59, the Bible says, in verse 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shut that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquity has separated between you and your God, and your sin have hide his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue at mortal perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleaded for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the reason why abundant life became difficult in some places where sin is very high. A place like Nigeria where iniquity is very high, people are living in lies, they conceive mischief, they bring forth iniquity, nobody's calling for justice, and nobody's pleading for truth, they trust in vanity. So, abundant life refuses to flow in such a society. Hallelujah. Their hands are defiled with blood. Imagine if man started disobeying God right from the Garden of Eden. So how can there be abundance in the world? A society where they take sin, disobedience to God as a priority. They like it. So if you were God and you created good things for your children and they in turn pay you back with evil, will you still allow them to keep everything, enjoy every good things? No. You will not. Because they love disobeying. So that to answer your question, the question of the heart of man, why? If everything is in abundance, why is there scarcity? No food, no this, no this, no that. You know, I watched a particular thing. And the devil was saying to this boy, I said, you see all this evil, you see people suffering, people dying, people killing one another. It's because God caused it. That's the lie Satan is telling man. Praise the Lord. That's why they find it difficult to love God. God, Satan is telling man that God is a wicked God. Don't you see? See how people are killing. They just kidnapped people there the other day. They just kill so many thousand people died there. You see, God is not good. They won't tell them that he is the one causing it. Praise the Lord. So, man love disobeying God. Man love committing iniquity. As such, their hands are not able to reach out to the abundance of God. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. I read verse 6 and 7. He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the righteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Praise God. So you see, God has mercy in abundance. He has pardon in abundance again. Even after man has committed sin. After man has committed wickedness, he still wants to forgive man abundantly. Hallelujah. What a great God. That's why I see people who don't go for repentance. They don't cry for repentance. They lost. They lose. They are being cheated. Look at it. The Bible says the wicked man should forsake his ways. Your righteous man, you know you are righteous, but forsake that your evil thought. Return back to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon you. And to our God, he will abundantly pardon you again. After you have done evil, he still abundantly pardon you. Praise God. Praise God. So, from sin to wickedness, they graduate from sin to wickedness. Wickedness. This has to do with man to man now. Wickedness, man to man. Upon all the abundance of God that God created for man, they feel like wickeding one another. Look at Nigeria, for example. There is no country that is so blessed with mineral resources like Nigeria in the world. But yet, it's the most suffering nation in the world. Why? Wickeding one another. That's all. As oil there is in the south, you have the land. We're talking there, somebody was saying, in the south, before you go to farm, you have to clear bush, fall trees, and before you be able to dig ground. But in the north, no forest. Amen? No forest. You just see a land. You don't even need to fall anything. Just go there and start digging. And yet the thing will produce. Amen? The thing will produce. But in our place, it's not like that. Hallelujah. That is the blessing of God. So it did not, they can farm. Get yam, get granite, get millet, get all manna. That one didn't satisfy them. It's oil that is in the south. That is what everybody wants to carry. Everybody want to drain oil. Wickedness of man. That is why there is no abundance in such a place like this. Every state in Nigeria can survive on its own by the mineral resources that is in the land. But due to wickedness for one another, one man will want to collect all the whole thing and keep it for himself and for his generation that is yet unborn. Wickedness.
That one now is no more God. Praise the Lord. That's wickedness. You want to buy all the land, buy all the cars, buy everything. So I saw the money, the food, the clothes, and the that would have been for everybody is being stolen by few people. So how can there be abundance now? How? So that's what we call wickedness. Where money meant for good roads, good hospitals, pipe and water are diverted into private pockets. Human, they will collect the money and use it to still do good. You know, one of the some of these people are doing is that after they are stealing all the money, if they now see somebody who is suffering, they dash him some of the money. Amen. That's wickedness. Amen. That's what wickedness. It can never work like that. That's why if every preacher were preaching truth, some of these people would have repented long ago. They would have repented. They think that is how to be good. The money you stole. Like, for example, to tie this rope from here to Kuje, they gave you the contract and you carry the money, you put it in your pocket. Then when you now see somebody who fall into who will drive you on the road and he got us in the boa, hey, you say I will pay his hospital bill. You are a wicked man. Praise the Lord. Why will you go and pay hospital bill? Tie the roads. Hello? That's what you are told to do. Nobody say you come and pay hospital bill. So that's what they are doing with the money. So that's why there is no abundance. Greed. Greed is when a man cannot be satisfied with what is given to him and want to collect other people own to join his own. That's greed. He's only satisfied with, so they gave you salary. This is your salary. He said, no, that's not enough. I want the people, the other people in the office. No, that's the crime they are committing in Nigeria now. Since this government came in, there's something they call IPPS. Integrated salary payments, so. Now, they use it to be collecting, cheating people and cutting people's salary. So people will not collect salary. So both, if their salary were 100,000, they will cut 20,000 away from it. That's how they keep cheating people all over the place. As the people are collecting those money, they are living in affluence. They are buying lands, buying cars. Won't God cause such a land? He will cause such people. Praise God. So that's why you see their bottom line finding it difficult to flow in such a wicked and greedy society like ours. Yes. So it is a selfish or excessive desire for more than is needed or deserved. They are greedy of power. Even when they do not have what to offer, they say they want to be president. They want to be governor. They want to be senator. They have nothing to contribute. They just want to be there out of greed. They are greedy of money. Even when they cannot finish what they have, they are greedy of gain. So due to greed, today many people are hungry when others have more than enough. As such, the abundance God provided have been cornered by some few people so that others will not have. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you what is leading to scarcity. The next one is selfishness. Selfishness of man. This is where I'm going to dwell and close. Now, so that you will be, you yourself, you need to be careful. You need to be very, very careful. Selfishness. In this place, I want to inform us that Jesus' example to man is a life of selflessness. He left his glory in heaven and came to suffer with man and died for man. Now, he didn't come because he needed a better position. No. He was already God. He was already more powerful than the devil. But to teach us selfless life, a giving life, a sharing life, he came and gave us part of his abundant life. Praise God. That's what he came to do. Part of his abundant life.
Therefore, his teaching to us is to treat our fellow man the same way he treated us. Share what you have with others. If you have salvation, share it with another person. If you have riches, share it with another person. Hebrews chapter 12. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 1. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured some contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and fed in your mind. Praise the Lord. Now this man came and went through pain in order to give us abundant life. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. So we need to live the kind of life that Jesus lived. We need to live a sharing life. Not a greedy life. Not a selfish life. Today, you have people in church who do not want to share anything with anybody. Praise God. They're only looking for what to collect. They want to collect from God, collect from man, collect from their other brother, collect from the other sister, and not ready to share what they have with anybody. That is where we miss it. Jesus came to share, sharing. Hello, say sharing. He came to share his life, his glory. He came to share with man. He left his glory in heaven, came down, share his power. He said, peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. I give you peace. Everything I have, such as I have, I give you. That is what he wants us to learn and do. As a Christian, as a believer, live a sharing life. Not a greedy life. Whatsoever you can have or you can afford, share with another person. Open up yourself, because there's too much of selfishness today in the world. The sinners, they are selfish. The people in church are selfish. So if we want to enjoy the abundant life which Jesus brought to man, you must open up yourself to be a giver, not a collector. Praise God. I say praise God. To be a giver, not a collector. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Want to read that scripture as we pray? 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Oh, this scripture really touched my life. This is the abundant life that Jesus brought to man. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we'll read it from verse 1. The Bible says, moreover, brethren, we do not wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in the great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Look at it. They enjoy abundance by the riches of their liberality. It was their liberal life that gave them abundance life. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. And this they did not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto all by the will of God, insomuch that they desired Titus that he had begun
As he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as he abounded in everything in faith, utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. The grace of liberality. Abound in it. Have this grace. As you have faith, as you have diligence, as you have utterance, as you have knowledge, abound in the grace of liberality. Verse 8, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that yet through his poverty might be rich. This scripture is true. But do you know that why many of us are not rich? It's because we are not liberal. Praise God. I say praise God. He became poor so that through his poverty we might be rich. But why are many not rich in church? Because they are not liberal. The same selfish thing they are doing in the world is what they are doing in the church. Everybody wants to gather for himself. Everybody wants to satisfy himself. Without thinking of another person. To the point that I will be saved and I will not bother about this other man. Whether he's going to hell or not. Jesus cried for such things. Jesus weep. Libra. You will enjoy life when you're a Libra person. You will be satisfied. You will be happy when you're a Libra person. Amen. In verse 10. He said, now hear it. I give my advice. For this has been for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it. That as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. For if there be first a willing man, it's accepted according to that a man had, and not according to that he had not. For I mean not that other men be ease and ye body, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. Everybody say equality. Everybody say equality. Now, equality is what Jesus wanted from us. That if a man have riches, it's not for himself, it's for everybody. Praise the Lord. Most especially in the household of faith. That if I have much, I share. If you don't have, the little you have, by my sharing, you have, the other one have, just like that. That was what Jesus wanted the church, the believers to practice. That there will be equality. Not that I give you my own, I give you my own, and I become in want, and you have much. No! Praise God. That there be equality. By an equality that now, at this time, your abundance may be a supply for their want. You have much, and the other one that is in need, we have. From what you get. But selfishness will not allow us to do this. That their abundance also may be a supply for your wants, that there may be equality. When they have two, they supply to you, and you, there will be equality. Nobody will be proud. Verse 15. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. You hear that? Not that I have 1 million, 10 million in my bank account, and there are brethren who are suffering and dying. And you say, because you are lazy, because you don't work. That is one of the sin of the church of Nigeria. Sin. Iniquity in capital. S-I-N. That is one of the sin of the churches in Nigeria. Everybody wants to become ogre. Big. Whereas there are so many poor people. Very faithful ones. So I'm not talking about some who are not faithful. So the way the government of the nation of the world is being run, the church is also running the same thing. So well, you have, if Jesus brought his glory down from heaven, and you are now too big, you cannot bring your glory down. And every time we'll be praying, bring your glory down, bring your glory down. He will say, no glory again. Because you people are hoarding it. You are selfish people. Praise the Lord. Verse 16. He said, but thanks be to God, we put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed, he accepted the exhortation. But be more forward of his own accord. He went unto you, and we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind, avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us. We coming to preach to you, we came out of necessity to come and preach to you the abundant life. To come and give you what we have. It's not all about money, praise the Lord. No. That's why you can see the spirit of the gospel brought to us by Jesus Christ. It is the spirit of abundance, not selfishness. Anyone who wants to live in abundant life must fight against this selfish life that is common in Nigeria. Do not make friends because of what you will get. Hello? What did I say? Don't make friends because of what you will get. Don't join church because of what you will get. It's a selfish life. That is what is killing Nigeria today. That's why we find it difficult to trust anybody. Because people, if somebody want to be your friend because he want to gain something from you, he's not thinking of what he will contribute. How do I make our friendship better? How do I add to you? No. No. What he will gain from you? Make friends because of what you will give. Everybody has something to give. If you do not have money, you have time. Praise God. If you don't have money, you have time to give. Everybody have time. 24 hours, give it to everybody. I don't have money. It's not all about money. There is something you have. It's just you are not giving it. Selfishness is what is killing this country, this society. Selfish people. Everybody, somebody, you know, even today, I'm becoming afraid of human being, because when somebody is coming close to you like this, what is he looking for? He wants to see how to sap you. Sap the anointing you have. Pray for me. Get this one. After you have finished loaded him, pray for him and he's liberated. He says, wow, he has gone. Selfish people. Selfish human being. That is not what Jesus came to give man. So let's avoid that kind of life. It's destructive. It will not give us eternal life. You must think what you can do to be a blessing in the house of God. There shall the abundant life of Jesus flow into your life. You wouldn't know when you will begin to increase in goods and becoming a prosperous man. Praise the Lord. Because of your abundant life. You like to be of help to people. You like to be available to work for others, to assist others, to be there. You just want to. That's your mind. Not what will I gain now? If I come to you, how much will he give me? If I go to this place, what will I collect? I'm warning you, even as a human being, I'm telling you. Because if you live this selfish life, you will surprise that this gospel will not benefit you. It will not benefit you. You'll be wondering, after many years, I'm still very poor like this. Why? You are a selfish man. You are not a liberal person. Jesus is a liberal person. People that he will bless are people who are liberal. Hello? When you are a liberal man, spiritually and physically, I'm telling you, the grace of favor, prosperity, increase will just fall upon your life. You just see things working for you. You just see doors open for you. Because you are not a selfish person. You are not just concerned about yourself and yourself alone. The abundant life which God brought to us is only possible when we ourselves are ready to be liberal. Givers. Give what you have. Whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's just encouragement. Let's assume you don't have money, but you know how to encourage people. Abba. Nobody will be discouraged in where you are. Nobody will discourage in the church. You know how to visit people and encourage them and say, brother, don't worry. Let's pray together. God will make a way. You don't have that one. Let's stop complaining. No man that doesn't have anything. Praise God. No man. No man. You see my brethren that came from Kuje. When I told Pastor Kri I was coming to Kuje, I sponsored the program. I said, I will sponsor you. You won't pay anything. He was surprised. And I went at my own cost. At my own cost. You see how they came for our program. Now, and that is what I want us to know. It's not all about, I don't have money. I don't have. You have something to give. Praise the Lord. How can you encourage somebody? How can you be useful to another person? How can you? And that's what I want to do in this new year. People that are there that need encouragement, I'm available. People that need help spiritually, I'm available. If you are strong, strengthen your brethren. Is that not what the Bible says? Jesus said to Peter, if thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And that's what I want to do. God has given me so much grace. That grace that to understand the end time. To understand what is obtainable at this time. I want to see how many people I can strengthen. In your own corner, don't stay and live for yourself alone. Me kind of life. What do they give me? Go and find out from a complainer. He's about himself. A complainer is complaining because nobody have given him food. Nobody have given him money. Nobody have visited him. Nobody have dashed him something. Nobody have done this for him. Me. He can never say, because I wanted to go and help somebody. And the person didn't allow me to help him. That's why I'm complaining. No. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The abundant life. Rise up on your feet. Say, Jesus, I need abundant life. I need abundant life. Look at how Jesus came from heaven. He came from heaven to us to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt he paid from the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the star. Lord, I lift your name up high. I want you to say, Jesus, I need that same grace. That grace that you have to be able to give abundant life to man, to share with others, to be so loving, to be so caring, to be so concerned about man, give me that grace. I need that grace. I need that grace. A selfless love. Not about me, about another person. When every one of us start thinking about another person, love will flow. There will no more be complaint. There will be love. There will be sharing. Oh Lord, deliver me from selfishness and give me the grace for abundant life.
I want to enjoy the life abundance. I want to enjoy the life abundance. The life abundance. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I need that grace. Not to be thinking about myself. About myself. Man is born in selfishness. That's why you see a small child. He will find it difficult to give out his biscuit to another person. That's how man is born in selfishness. But when you grow up, don't be selfish. Think about another person. If I become a friend to this sister, what will I contribute? If I become a friend to this brother, what will I contribute? If I become a friend to this pastor, what will I contribute? If I become a friend to this person, what will I contribute? How am I going to be useful to this person's life? You will see yourself becoming a friend of God. You'll become a friend of God. That's the life God lives. He gave every man abundant life, abundant water, abundant everything. Oh Lord, give me the grace for abundance. In Jesus' name, we pray. Before I pray for you, you know what Nigerians are doing? You just see, if you go maybe in this Kujero now or some other places, somebody will buy big land. Because if you carry plenty, if you have 20 million, 100 million, now carry and go put for bank, they will check everything. How money you get this type of money? So they will buy land on deep place and pack money there. I will be packing all the money. People, they stole from dead people. People who they are supposed to give pension to, they will collect the money. One man will pack it and put and go and be packing it somewhere. Salary that belongs to other people, somebody will pack it. Is that the type of life we want to live? What kind of life is that? That's stupidity. Even if you buy aeroplane will kill you. What kind of life is that? Selfish life. That's why there is scarcity, no road. If you travel from here, from Lokoja to Okene to Okpela, you will regret. You will never want to travel again. The road will be so jam-packed. You see trailer everywhere, no movement for 1 hour, 2 hours. Everybody will be struggling there. A country that's supposed to be rich. What is the problem? Selfishness. Greed. As Christians, we should run away from that type of life. Don't be a greedy man. Be a liberal person. Open your hand and say, God, I receive grace to be liberal. I want to be like Jesus. I receive grace to be liberal. I want to be a liberal person. Oh yeah, the Bible says liberal soul shall be made fast. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Oh Lord, I want to be a liberal person. I reject this kind of selfishness in our society. I reject it. I cannot be there. I'm not part of it. Holy Ghost, help me to be liberal. To be see how to contribute to another man's life. Help me. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace of liberality. Holy Spirit, help me. Jesus, I don't want to be in church and just be like a wicked person. Holy Spirit, help me. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Put those two hands on your head. I ask for grace to come upon your head in the name of Jesus. This abundant light that Jesus brought to man, receive your own portion. Receive your own portion. Receive your own portion. In the name of Jesus. Wherever selfishness have denied you of good things, I command that your mind shall be open today for liberality. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, as they go, these remaining days of the year, let them witness your abundant life. Let them witness your abundant life. Let the abundance of your creation be released unto them. Let the abundance of your blessing be flowing into their life. Let the abundance of your miracle flow into their life. In the name of Jesus, receive abundant grace. Receive abundant healing. Receive abundant provision. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.